Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hey friend, are you feeling super overwhelmed? I have great news for you. I put together a stress release session that I will be hosting live on October 20th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. What is going to happen on this stress release session? So together, we will get all your mental stress out of your mind and on paper. That will significantly reduce overwhelm. We will do this. Everybody will do it together, okay? Then we're going to look at your list and we're going to pick one thing that is in your full control, and we're going to come up with an action that you can take to do something about it today to feel better and in control of the situation. Then we're going to pick one of the things that is not in your control that is on the list, and we will release the control of that so you can reduce the anxiety and overwhelm that is going on in your brain. Then we're going to do a powerful calming meditation that is going to calm your nervous system, and you will leave feeling so much lighter, so much more peaceful, calm, and grounded and relaxed. I am so excited for this because I've never done this before. This is going to be live. It's going to be recorded. So if you don't show up live and you can't show up live, you can totally do the replay. But I am so excited for this. I know this is going to change your day completely, and it's going to give you tools that you can implement today to feel better and know what to do next time you're feeling just like that. Mama, I can't wait for you to come and join me. Hi friend, I'm glad you are here. I'm so honored that you are listening to my podcast episode. If you have found my show helpful, would you do me a favor? If you go into Apple Podcasts and leave me a review and screenshot it right before you submit it and send it to my email, guess what? You get to have a chance to win my free course, Emotionally Healthy Mom. I want to honor you. I want to support you, and I'm here for you. Today, we're going to be talking about knowing your limits as a mom and the trap of comparison. About half a year ago, maybe a little bit more probably, I accidentally came across this account on Instagram about this one mom who had 5 kids. And I think the oldest one was like 7 or something. She had a set of twins already in there, and she got pregnant again naturally with quadruplets. 4 babies. Quadruplets. So she had 5 kids, a set of twins. I think the youngest ones were like 2 or something like that. And then she got pregnant naturally with quadruplets, and I was like, okay, this is insane. So like obviously her account exploded because she was just doing like short reels talking about her pregnancy, and then you know she gave birth, and surprisingly all the babies made it. They're all alive. Like thankfully everything went really, really well for them. And she looks to me like she's an extrovert. She definitely has a high tolerance compared to me in the sense of how much she can handle. And she would make reels with like her going to Costco by herself with all 9 kids. Or the other day, like, because as I'm recording this, it's like right before, you know, after August ended, she had a reel where she went to the fair. I don't know if it was a state fair, but she went to the fair with 9 kids by herself. Obviously, when she does the reel, she doesn't show any of the kids melting down and crying, which I'm sure they do here and there. You know, I mean, that's normal. Kids do that. But she went to the fair with 9 kids, And she has like this stroller where she puts, or wagon type of thing where she puts all the babies that are 6 months old. But I'm like, wow, just watching that gave me anxiety and created overwhelm. Just watching it. And I know that about myself. I know that I have different limits than other moms. I'm highly sensitive. I'm an introvert, which means I need extra time to decompress and recharge. I know that about myself, okay? This is actually a power knowing. And I used to like watch moms like her and be like comparing, oh my gosh, how can she do that? I feel so bad about myself. Like, I'm not that good of a mom because I don't do this with my kids. I feel like my kids are missing out. And yada, yada, yada. And it's like going this down the spiral of comparison that other moms do it better than you. They're better moms because they're able to handle so much more and all of that. But I don't know her personality. I also don't know if she's like doing this and then goes home and falls apart. Who knows? Maybe she does. I'm not saying that's what it really is. But what I'm saying, what I want you to walk away with today is to remember that we all have different limits. We all have different limits. We're in different stages in our lives. We have different limits. We need to honor and respect that. Because I know that for myself, if I went to the fair with four kids, I would have to mentally prepare for that for days in advance. That's one. Second, I would be so freaking drained, overwhelmed, exhausted, so crabby on the way back. Because it would like deplete me so, so much. I would get so overwhelmed when I'm there because I'm trying to keep track of all the kids. And it's hot outside. It like makes you feel uncomfortable because it's so hot. Like it would feel like too much. I've been to the fair with three kids, but like four's a little bit more, you know? And so I know that for me, that is not something that I would do well in that environment. If I go there with my husband, totally cool. But doing it all on my own, I feel like I'm outnumbered and it's too much. And I've learned that about myself. So instead of beating myself up and feeling like I'm a terrible mom, that I don't take my kids to all these places and they miss out on these experiences, I tell myself, it's okay. Those are my limits. I know them. I respect my limits. I want to support myself. And when we get a chance, I'll go with my husband and my kids. And I think that is like what happens when you do that inner growth, when you learn more about yourself, what your limits are, what you can do, what you can't do. This is when you learn those things, you recognize it, and you start making choices that support you instead of drain you. So I know that for me, also an example would be like my limits would be like 2 to 3 evenings out of the house a week. That would be my limit. 3 is max. The rest of the evenings we need to be home. Like not going places, not rushing, like having an evening routine with the kids. I know that that makes it feel good. I know that serves my family. I know it's good for my family to do that. And if I push past those limits, I get overwhelmed. I don't have that time to decompress and recharge at the end of the day. Then it's like, oh, we just get home, put the kids to bed, put myself to bed quickly, 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 because like I have no time to decompress. And then like, or I stay up too late decompressing, then I have a hard time getting up in the morning. It creates this like cycle that I don't like and enjoy. And so I know that about myself. I know that. And that's why it's so important for you to recognize what are your limits. Do you compare yourself with other moms and look at other moms and be like, oh my gosh, she can do all of this. She can have all these activities, go all these places with her kids and be totally fine. Well, maybe she's an extrovert. Maybe she's an extrovert. Maybe she's not highly sensitive like you. And that's totally fine. Maybe she just has a higher tolerance level for like stress in her body and overwhelm. And you don't. Like your tolerance level is different. And it's good to recognize that because once you do, it's a power. You're like, okay, I'm not that same. I'm a different person. I have a different personality and that's okay. I'm going to create a lifestyle that supports me and my family. And not push myself past limits, because when I push myself past my limits, I get frustrated, I get overwhelmed, I get stressed out. I don't show up as my best self, and it comes out in negative ways towards my family. So if you are struggling with, like, you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I really struggle with, like, saying no to things. I really struggle with, like, I want people to like me. I don't want people to think bad things about me when I say no. And, like, I feel bad. Well, hey, mama, this is exactly what I help you with in my coaching program. We go into deep. Why do you have a hard time saying no? What is the belief that is holding you back? How can we shift that? How can we work through that guilt and those mindset blocks? And how can we create a lifestyle that supports you in the season of life so you can show up as your best self for your family? So you can be that mom for your kids that you truly desire to be, that you walk away from my program a completely different person. You thrive in motherhood. You have energy. You have time for yourself. You feel restored. Like, you feel so much lighter. Life feels easier. You're not a hot mess anymore. You're done with that. You are the mom that's actually put together. You are the mom that actually takes care of herself. And you feel good about that. And you have no guilt. You ask for help without feeling guilty. You create a life that truly supports you. This is what I'm here for. This is what I help you do. I also offer mama free stress management calls. If you're like listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, this is my mindset block. I constantly compare myself with other moms. I feel like I'm failing all the time because I can't do all the things like other moms are trying to do. Guess what? Guess what? I offer free stress management calls. In the show notes, there's a link to book a free stress management call with me. If those times don't work out for you, email me or send me a DM and we'll find a time that does work for you. That it's a 30-minute call. We get on this call. We talk about 1 to 2 topics that are weighing you down. They're making life heavy and like mentally causing extra stress for you. And we create actionable steps you can do today to make things feel lighter and easier. Okay? I support you and if you want to learn more, I'll share with you about my program, but there's no pressure with that. It's all about giving you the tools and the strategies and the skills and the mindset shifts that will support you to step into that better version of yourself. Mama, I'm here for you. This is my mission. This is my calling to support you. Like, I am so happy that you are here. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with another mom. This is my goal, is to spread this message to support other mamas. And I would really, really appreciate your support. And until next time, I love you, mama. I'll see you next time. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.